We're back, 3CR, 8:55 AM on your dial, and right now we are joined by Ben, who is convening an AMWU-led strike at the Nestle factory in Campbellfield. How are you doing this morning, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. We're not too bad. So can you tell our listeners just a little bit of the background around the strike that's going on with Nestle? What has sort of sparked it, and what are the workers asking for?
Okay, right. So currently, I'll go back to what the company has been proposing for a while since we've started negotiations on our EBA. Mm-hmm. They've actually been trying to implement a roster which fixes in the weekends. It's a 24/7 roster. Our current system that we're working is a 5-day, 8-hour system with if weekends are worked, overtime is paid. And the company is trying to push a roster on the people to get their coverage on the weekends. And we feel like it's, you know, gets rid of people's freedoms. It's not a great work-life balance for people. Also, we're talking about, we haven't had any discussions around money or pay rises because the cost of living at the moment it's crazy. And what inflation has caused and maximised profits for big businesses, the working class people haven't benefited from any of that. So the reason why we're out here really is to try and is to fight for our freedom, yeah? Freedom of choice to work on the weekends if we choose, and to try and enjoy a good work-life balance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what, you know, all working class people should have as a minimum with their workplace. And
yes.
I understand that some of these compulsory shifts would involve people working like 12 hours back-to-back shifts. Is that right?
It'll be 12 hours. Well, they've proposed a couple of different rosters. There is an 8-hour roster in there, and then there is a 12-hour roster that they've proposed for other areas. But it does mean that people will be working Saturdays and Sundays on either a 12-hour or an 8-hour roster, but without the freedom to pick or choose. And if you have a family event on and you're rostered on that day, well, unfortunately, you will have to work it, won't you? So, yeah. Our stance is we want to have the freedom to pick and choose. If we need to work the weekends, we can work the weekends. Otherwise, we just have the time off and enjoy it with our families.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, working those sort of long hours as well, you know, can make people fatigued and tired, and it can lead to all sorts of, you know, workplace injuries, plus, you know, travelling to and from.
Because it's not only if it is a 12-hour roster that's implemented, it's not only the 12 hours. We have to think about the commute to work and home, which is added to that time. People are up, you're up an hour and a half earlier just to prepare to come into work. That's already 13 hours. And if you're driving 45 minutes home, it becomes like a 14-hour day. So it's crazy when you put it in that perspective. You know, you have to think about people's safety. Not only that, and fatigue, like you said, you don't want someone driving home who's been awake for 14, 15 hours who may be a danger to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, I mean, it's worth mentioning that very rarely will you ever find one of these companies, the bosses and management, including the commute to and from work, you know, as part of the shift. Certainly we're not paid for it, and it's actually costly in terms of petrol, and as we just said, you know, it can be dangerous if you've been, you know, doing a 12-hour shift and you've been, particularly if you've done consecutive long days in a factory setting.
That's correct, yeah.
So while I was out visiting the site earlier this week, speaking to a couple of the workers, I was told that another sort of point of contention here is I guess what they described as a lack of workplace democracy. They said that management can just sort of implement, you know, changes in the workplace. And often people who are the workers there are not finding out about this until it's been implemented. Can you tell us a little bit about this and, you know, what you guys are demanding around that?
Yes, right. So that's one of our claims is to tighten up our process of change and our consultation clauses within our EBA. What we have currently allows the company to implement something and on what they call is a trial basis, but it has no end date. So if they want to ramp up the line speeds or remove people from the line, they can implement this trial through the process of change that it currently has, and then it just continues on for the rest of your working life if you're here. And then the thing is that there's no review date. There's no talks, or the company that never comes back to us and talks to us about our concerns after. And it's just no end in sight on it. So we're trying to put things in place that if something is implemented, has to be a trial, has to be a review date, and then has to be an end date, obviously. And all the concerns raised, you know, they will have to look into it and action it.
Yeah, I mean, those sound like very sort of reasonable demands. And again, I would say, like, they're so reasonable that they should probably just be a minimum expectation.
Well, it should be minimum. Yes, you're right.
You know, so just for listeners as well, can you describe a bit about, you know, how's the morale there? What are the scenes looking like? Do you guys have your flags flying? Are you mobilising a lot of the workers? Can you describe the scenes?
Yeah, I think things are going well. I think everyone is on board with this. With this movement at the moment, we've got some flags out at the security gate. We're out here blocking the entrance, and you know we're not trying to prevent people who are trying to go into work and make them realise that you know we are fighting for a cause. It affects everyone. It's going to benefit everyone, and we're trying to protect our future here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're getting close to the end of our time this morning. But before we do wrap up the interview, it would be great if you could tell listeners how they can support, you know, this action. I understand that you guys are doing, you know, your work stop actions at the beginning of, you know, three different shifts throughout the day. So can you just tell listeners a little bit about how and when and where they can support you?
Yeah, so we have our action is every day, Monday to Friday. We do 1 hour stoppages at the beginning of each shift at the moment is what we're currently running. We have an overtime ban going. These shifts are from 6:30 to 7:30 for day shift, 2:30 for afternoon shift, and 10:30 for night shift. In terms of support, the AMWU union we have an Instagram page, they have a Facebook page as well. And, you know, it'd be good for people to get on there and like it and share it just to let public know that, you know, this is what's currently happening at Mestlake Amblefield.
Thank you so much, Ben, for joining us this morning. And hopefully listeners can get down there, support. If they can't get there in person, maybe they can, follow the strike and follow the
through
union.
Social media, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's all on there, yeah. Share it, like it, it spreads awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. We will let you get back to the strike this morning, Ben. Thank you so much for talking to us on 3CR.
No worries. Thank you for that, mate.
Take care. Bye.
All right, see ya.